The third halukah begins praising Hashem min hashemayim, from the heavens, and the second half of the third halukah starts off with haluas Hashem min haaretz, praising Hashem from the land. First, we praise Hashem from the heaven, and then we praise Hashem from the land. Presumably, because first Hashem created the heavens, then He created the land, then He created the earth. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashemayim ve'es haaretz, and yet, at the end of this third halukah, we say Hodol Eretz v'Shamayim. We talk about Hashem's majesty on the land and then the heaven. But Rav Yitzchak Berdichev comments on the pasuk at the very beginning of Bereishis Perek Beis pasuk Dal, where the Torah states, "Ela Todos Hashamayim v'Aretz Bibaram." These are the generation. This is the story of the heaven and the earth when Hashem created them. First heaven and earth. But then the pasuk finishes, "Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim." As Haaretz v'Hashamayim, when Hashem created the land and then the heaven. Why flip the order? Well, Levi Yitzchak Berdichev explains that it's true Hashem creates the heaven and then the earth, but our goal is what? Our goal is to realize the divine potential, the hodo of Hashem, the majesty of Hashem, first on earth and then in the heavens. Yes, it's easy to see Hashem's majesty in heavens, but our job is when we live on this world, on this earth, through His Torah, through His mitzvahs, through seeing the great, great world that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, is to see Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, in every aspect of daily life, and that's why the order is flipped. First, Hashem created the heaven and the earth, but our job is Hodol Eretz v'Shamayim, to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, not just far, far away, but mamish, really, right in front of us.